Going to be wrapping up Simin Kuf Yud Beis. A few more halachos of Pas Akum, and then Tam V'Nishlam, that we were zocha to learn these halachos together. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. In Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber tells us the following definition for Pas Akum that doesn't appear in the Gemara. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, let's start with Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to a definition of something being cooked, so there the halacha is that cooking is defined by Michael Ben Drusai. If it's one-third or one-half cooked, then it's already considered cooked. In fact, the Shitas HaRashba is that once it's reached Michael Ben Drusai, then if you cook it more than that, you're going to be potter. In other words, Michael Ben Drusai is the endgame. That's a big machlokas rishonim, whether it's possible to be over after Michael Ben Drusai. But either way, Michael Ben Drusai is what comes to cooking cooked foods. However, what about when it comes to baked foods, which is our topic, Pas Akum? So when it comes to baked foods, there we have another term, and that's karmu paneha, that if the bread has begun to change from the dough appearance to a glowing form, like a goldish type of form, so then that's the parallel to Michael Ben Drusai. It's beginning to get baked, and that would be enough to be considered baked. Now, when it comes to Bishul Akum, we have learned that the threshold is Michael Ben Drusai. That we saw that if the Goy cooks it to Michael Ben Drusai, then that's going to be Bishul Akum. If the Jew cooked it to Michael Ben Drusai, then it's not going to qualify as Bishul Akum. We had a machloikis when it came to Bishul Akum. What happens if the Goy cooks it to Michael Ben Drusai, and then the Jew cooks it from Michael Ben Drusai to fully Mavushal? That was the machloikis between the Rajba and the Rush. So now, we're ready to take all of this information and put it into the definition of baked when it comes to Pas Akum. So it says the Mechabers, Kuf Yudbeis, Yudbeis, Im Ofa Akum Apas Belo Chitu Yisrael, if the Gentile bakes it, Ubelo Kisem, and the Jew didn't do anything, Afilu Karmu Pnei Apas Betanur, Moyo Chitu Yisrael, Kolzman Sha Apas Sorech La'atanur Mashbiach Bafiyaso Adayin, as long as the bread is still being improved, even if the guy made it golden, which is generally the parallel to Michael Ben Drusai, nevertheless, if the Jew then begins the baking process, then that would qualify as the Jew cooking it. This is the majority opinion. This is the Ogur in the name of the Sharei Dura, and that's the Stam in the Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, V'yesh mishomer sh'afilu hotzi apas, yesh takona lachziru latano adesu mashbicha. Then the Mechaber even has a bigger chiddush. I said the Ogur. That was a mistake. It's the Mardechi. The Mardechi says that the halacha is that qualifies. Then he says, yesh mishomer, that if you take out the bread, and it's been baked, that if a Jew puts it back in, that's going to be okay as well. In other words, as long as he's improving it, then it's going to be enough. Dahainu, that even though a regular piece of bread would be considered entirely cooked, if in any way the Jew is mashbiach it, that's going to qualify as removing the Pas Akum. Okay, so when it comes to Pas Akum, here the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear that number one, even if it's reached Karmu Paneo, it's possible to remove Pas Akum, that's Aleph. And Beis, there's some more, even the Augur is even more makel, that was the Yesh Mishomer, the Augur is even more makel and says that even if it's been entirely baked, not just Karmu Paneo, but you could still improve it a little more, so then in such a case, then that would also remove Bishul Akum. Now the question that one could ask is how does that fit with what we saw in Kuf Yud Gimel? Let's turn to Kuf Yud Gimel Tes in regards to Bishul Akum. In regards to Bishul Akum, the Mechaber there learned in Bishul Akum Kamechol Ben Drusai V'Gamar Yisrael Yesh Lesar Elohim Kein Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. When it came to Bishul Akum, the Mechaber was more Machmir. The Ramah was Mekel. The Ramah followed the Rush. But the Rajba is of the opinion that once it reaches Michael Ben Drusai, then you've already cooked it for all ostensive purposes. So if that's so then why is it that when it comes to this case, we're going to say that the halacha is any different? So in regards to that question, so here we're going to have a couple of different mahalchim. I just have to fix something in my screen. Yeah, on that question, we're going to have a couple of different mahalchim. One mahalach starts with a fascinating Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal in Simin Yud, in Si'ifim Yud Ches through Chaf, the Eglei Tal starts with an interesting question. The Eglei Tal says that the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Bishul Akum, so there the threshold is Michael Ben Drusai, as we mentioned previously. So the... by the way, where is it in the Eglei Tal? In Meleches Ofeh. So the Eglei Tal, Meleches Ofeh, makes us, learns that, and he asks a very basic question. His question is, when it comes to the rule of Michael Ben Drusai, so the Gemara repeats itself in Meseches Avodah Zarah, and says that the shiur is, Rabbi Yochanan says, that kol shu k'maychol ben drusai ein boi mishum shulei akum. So the Eglei Tal asks a question. You could discuss whether you accept the Eglei Tal's premise of his question. But the Eglei Tal says, I don't understand. If you had asked me, I would say that it's a davar pashut. That once we say that when it comes to Shabbos, the shiur is Michael ben drusai, then it's a kal v'chomer when it comes to Bishul Akum, that the shiur is going to be Michael ben drusai. So why does the Gemara need to go out of its way to say that when it comes to Bishul Akum, that the shiur is Michael ben drusai? Even when it comes to Bishul on Shabbos, according to the Rajba, if you cook after Michael ben drusai, you're not going to be chayiv. So the Eglei Tal gives an ingenious teretz. His ingenious teretz is as follows. He says, the vort of Michael ben Drusai by Bishul Akum is as follows. Up until Michael ben Drusai, he says it's not Ola al Shulchan Malachim. And Bishul Akum has a t'nai of being Ola al Shulchan Malachim. So I would have had a Hava Amina, that in such a case the shiur is going to be a different shiur, since only by Michael ben Drusai do you reach the possibility of Olal Shulchan Malachim. Kamash Malon, the chiddush is that nevertheless it's the same shiur. Venerally, Mishum Bishulei Akum Olal Shulchan Achon Talia Musa V'Hav Amina De'Ein Iser Chal B'Shoa Shigil Michael ben Drusai. Does Adayin Eina Olal Shulchan Malachim? I would have had a havamina, it has to be in a special called sarko. And if the Jew cooks it only to Michael ben Drusai, so then in such a case, if the guy brings it from Michael ben Drusai to Mavushal called sarko, that's making it Olal Shulchan Malachim. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. And then he needs to be mefalpa. Why we're not going to say that? But that's the Eglei Tal's Yisod. Before I take Zach Sa'ara, comes along the Eglei Tal and says, that's the Yishuv in the Stira. He says, that's the Yishuv in the Stira between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. When it comes to Bishul Akum, so then the halacha is that when it comes to Michael ben Drusai, the halacha is that it's already no longer Bishul Akum. And the chiddush was that even though it's only reached Michael ben Drusai, nevertheless, the tavshil is going to be usher. That's the chiddush of the din of Michael ben Drusai, that we could consider it already olal shulchan lachem. Avol pas lo matzinu sha'akum yimaru lecho b'chtei achilas ben Drusai. He says, by pas, we don't find that the goyim eat it by karmu panea, that we don't see. So he says, once we're defining the din of olal shulchan malachim, and by pas akum you don't have that din of olal shulchan malachim, then the shiurim are going to be different. And he says that when it comes to pas, there you'll never find olal shulchan malachim up until gomar kol tzarko. You'll never find that. So therefore, when it comes to pas, then there's no reason to go with that shear. However, when it comes to Bishul Akum, that Gufa is the Chiddush. Gufa, the Chiddush is that once it reaches Machal Ben Drusai, you have to be Choshesh, that already is considered Ola Al Shulchan Malachim. That's the Egle Tal's Yisod. Yes, Zach?
Just two things. The first question was, what was wrong with the Havamina? Is it actually Ola Shulchan Malachim at Machal Ben Drusai?
I hear.
That was fine.
Right. I hear.
And second.
Well, obviously the Egle Tal is right on that, right? Because obviously we do say it's Asur, according to the Rajba, once it hits Michael Ben Drusai. So right. What must you say? You must say that the din of Ochel al Shulchan Malachim is a Hagdara in the Ochel. It's not a hakdara in the Maisa Achila. Is this ochel considered an ochel that's olal shulchan malachim? That's what you would have to say.
Meaning in the food itself, inherently this food is. So then why pas is different when it comes to olal shulchan malachim?
So he's saying that when it comes to the mitzvah, since by some olal shulchan malachim, for some, every once in a while they'll eat it, it'll be considered an ochel that's prepared. He says, pas, no one would ever consider karmu panah as prepared.
But it's still called pas. So if we're going with it, it's a din in the food, the type of food, and not the maisa achila.
He's being mechalik between pas, when pas is considered pas, and when that's going to be considered ochel. I hear.
If anything, I'd also think, I've seen more times people eat, not fully cooked bread. If the challah is a little doughy versus a steak that's not cooked, that's not...
You would have thought the opposite. I hear.
Yeah, I'll be sore. I would have thought the opposite, but obviously it fits into the shittas.
Exactly. It lines up. I also have many problems with this Egle Tal. I'm not going to learn this way. First of all, I think it's a Farish Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf that the Gemara is talking about the Shir of Michael Ben Drusai. And the Gemara says the same halacha applies for Bishul Akum, Shabbos Daf Chaf. So I think that the Pashup Shad is like this, that the Gemara is saying that in Hilcha Shabbos, we have the exact same definition of what is considered an Ochel vis-a-vis Bishul for Bishul Akum, and that the Gemara is Gufa being Medama. In other words, the Egle Tal's whole starting Kasha of saying, what's the Havamina? And there he needs to explain a unique Havamina that I might have thought that's not considered Kamashmal, and it is considered, and so on. I don't relate too much to what he's saying. That's Aleph. Beis. In terms of the internal question, in regards to what's the difference between Bishul Akum and Pas Akum, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rajba, that once you eat Bachel Ben Drusai, it's going to be one thing. And once it comes to Pas Akum, is it going to be different? So there, I would like to take an entirely different approach. And that is to take the approach that when it comes to Pas Akum, the Shulchan Aruch in general is more makel when you have a little bit of an involvement of Yisrael. That when it comes to Bishul Akum, there he doesn't allow for Hashlachas Kiseh. And there he says that the Jew needs to do a whole Maisa. But when it comes to Pas Akum, there the Rambam says that as long as you do Hashlachas Kisim, you have a little bit of a Heker, that's going to be enough. So too, it would seem to me over here that that's the reason that we could be Mekel. That when it comes to Karmu Paneha, then even though the guy did most of it, and then really if you look at the parallel in Bishul, it's done. But since it's not really entirely done, and we see that we're makel by Ashlachas Kisen, because all you need is a heker, this would be enough to qualify as a heker. And we're going to continue to develop this. Rav Zach heard some of this from me last night already, but we're going to develop again what the difference between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum in terms of this halacha of heker. Kimdumani, that for Svaradim, this becomes mamish halacha lemaisa, that even though we said that the halacha is when it comes to Bishul Akum, if the goy did shlish bishulo, it's really going to be asur. When it comes to Pas Akum, even though the pas is already karmu paneh, which parallels to Michael Mendrusai, calls man sha pas sarach latanur mashbiach pafiyoso, it's going to be mutter. And I'd like to flesh out more that idea over here. Ad kedei kach, I think our pshat is so straightforward, it's a little bit of a pella to me that the Egle Tal didn't learn this way. Now, the Chelkas Binyamin does learn this way, but he only goes halfway. We're going to develop it, b'siyata d'shmaya, I hope, in a much sharper way. The Chelkas Binyamin just learns that when it comes to Pasakum, since it's Chayei Nefesh, we saw that the Shach is more Mekel when it comes to Chayei Nefesh. We're going to argue today that's not just the heter of Chayei Nefesh, but there might be a much more fundamental way of understanding the difference between Pasakum and Bishulakum. Okay, but we're not going to build it the way we built it last night, because last night was a Chabur and Iyun. Now we're going to build it through the eyes of Halacha, through Halacha L'maisa. So let's take a look at the next halacha. Kuf Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Mi she'enu nizar mipash shel akum. You know what? I think what we're going to do, since Yud Gimel really stands by itself, I'm going to leave Yud Gimel from the end. Just remind me to make sure that I get back to Yud Gimel. Okay, Sif Yud Dalet. Let's go to Yud Dalet. So here, we enter a fascinating discussion. And that is the discussion of what happens if you have food with a little bit of pas akum. What's the halacha going to be when you have food with a little bit of pas akum? Does that make the entire food asr? So here we have the shita of the Rajba quoting Rabbeinu Chanana. Let's quote in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yudalid. And the Rama is going to extend this from the Isser Veheter Ha'aruch. Comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, Kutach shel akum mutter. The kutach of a goy is going to be mutter. Now, actually, that is the language of the Rajba. The next few words, ve'ein choshen lepas akum shebo, is, if I'm not mistaken, an addition of the tour. Let me just be 100% sure before I develop this gishmak adiuk. I just want to make sure I remembered every letter in the Rajba. The Torah Sabayis and the Rajba in Sadi Gimel, yeah. His Lashon is a little different. In the Rajba and the Torah Sabayis, it's a little different than the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur. And he says as follows, Kasa Rabbeinu Chanano, Kutach Shel Goyim, you have kutach. We know that kutach, we've already discussed, is a shake of milk with also a little bit of bread. It was their power shake. Mutter. V'lo chayshin lepas sheish bo. She'ein pas goy asura el mishum chasnus. Avol kutach shari. D'tani rebichia lechem ha'asui kilimudim p'ture min achala. The Rajba says that the reason why it's mutter over here is because, just like in Hilchos Challah, if you have bread that wasn't made in a nice way, it was made like a board, it wasn't made in a nice way, it's pater from challah. So Rabbeinu Chananel is saying as follows, since it's not a nice bread, a lechem also the kutach is not bread. The iser of pas akum was by bread. A milkshake wasn't the iser. So the fact that it has a little bit of bread inside, that doesn't even have tzuras hapas. And that's an afkamina in Hilchos Challah as well. When it comes to challah, it's not going to be chayiv in afrashas challah. So too, it's not part of the din of pas akum. Now the Bach points out that the language of the Shulchan Aruch is similar to the language of the Tur. The language of the Tur is, we're not choshesh in the pas akum that's inside of it. No addition of the chshash of kasnus, but rather, he says, we're not choshesh for the pas akum shebo. The Rajba didn't say it exactly that way, that we're not choshesh for the pas akum shebo. Comes along the Bach, and the Bach says that the pashtus of the Tur, which is the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, is a different vart. And that is that we don't care about blios of pasakum. According to the Rajba, it could be that this is a unique halach in regards to kutach, that's by limudim and so on and so forth. But you, if you had bread, that was mamish pasakum, it was a nice, honey bun, so then in such a case, that was called lechem, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it would be asur, and its tam and its blios would also asur. But the only thing that we learned is when the bread itself is not a chosh of bread, it's not a very nice bread, then it's not going to aser. So first of all, I want to point out, bepashtus, that the Rajba is going to be l'shitasai, that the Rajba holds that we're machmir for blios and for tam and so on. Because if you take a look in Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, Siftes, that the Rajba paskins, that when it comes to blios of a pot of Bishul Akum, he says it asers. It asers the food. So the Rajba holds that once you have blios, it's aser both when it comes to Pas Akum as well as when it comes to Bishul Akum. You could learn that way according to the Rajba. However, the Shulchan Aruch, as the Bach pointed out, and as most of the poskim understand, was not paskening this way. They were paskening that the halacha is that we're not choshesh for the blios. And in fact, not only that, that we're not choshesh for the blios, continues the Ramah from the Isser Ve'eter, v'chein kol mokum shenis arva pashal akum b'shar meichel, batel berov, it's going to be batel berov, bein belach, bein b'yavish, avol osar arev kedei le'ochlo. So the shita of the Ramah is clearly, it's not even vague. He says we just follow rov. When it comes to pas akum, we're going to follow rov. The question is, why? Why is it that when it comes to Bishul Akum, there we were machmir in the Shulchan Aruch, yet, and the Ramah wasn't masig over there in Kuf Yud Beis, yet when it comes to Pas Akum, then we're going to follow Rov. So the truth is, there's a Beferish HaTesis in Avodah Zarah. Tosas on Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hei Amid Beis, says that's like the Mai. And the Gra quotes this. The Gra quotes the Taisis in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph that says that the halacha is that just like when it comes to Demai, the halacha is that we are Makel when it comes to Ataruvos, that if you have Demai and you have a little bit of Demai that was mixed into a food, we're not gozer, so too, says Tosos, the same applies when it comes to Pas Akum. Where is that? That's a Beferisha Yerushalmi, that the halach is that by Dmai we're Mekel, as well as a Gemara in Chulin and Avav. Okay. That begs the question, what's unique about Dmai that Bishul Akum is not like Dmai? Yet, when it comes to Pas Akum, the Pas Akum is like the Mai. I apologize to Rav Zak that I'm repeating myself, but I decided because of yesterday's technology problems, I'll just put everything up in this shiur and repeat for a few minutes what I had said last time. And it fits in beautifully in going weiter in Shulchan Aruch. If you continue further in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Yud Beis Tesvav, the Mechaber says as follows, Mi Shenizar B'Pas Akum Mutar Lechol B'Ka'ara. Someone who's careful about Pas Akum, he's allowed to sit and eat with someone who isn't careful. We're not worried about the mixture of Pas Akum with Pas Yisrael. Oh, this is the same thing that we mentioned from Tosos on Lamed Hei, based on Chulin Davav, based on Yerushalmi at the end of Chala, and that is that when it comes to a Taruvos, the Taruvos is going to be Mutter. Okay, again, the halachi is that we're being Mekel based on this din. Continue with the Ramah, continuing on, says Ramah, Yesh Omrim, the mission is our bepashal akum va'ochel macherim she'ena nizar muta lechelimaim mishum evo k'tata hol v'lo yachelim pasimaim shu ikrasu deitiru lo mishum eva. If you're going to be sitting with someone and he's going to give you pas akum and you're going to say I can't eat it and it's going to create machlokes, so then in such a case when it comes to lechem we could be mekel. If you tell someone that I don't eat this food because that hashkach I don't eat, so that it seems like la halacha we're not concerned about Eva. Although Rav Miller at point times pointed out with family, there is an inyan of shalom bayis. But we're not concerned in general about Eva. But if it's talking about bread, so then we're concerned about Eva. What's this makar? All of a sudden you throw out halacha because of Eva. Nachamol, another dimyon to the din of Demai. Take a look at the Gron Lamed Beis. Hamadir es chaver of Amr b'Yushalmi, b'Shabbos shel pragmatio b'shum Eva. So too, just like Demai, we're matir on a Shabbos, that if you have a simcha, and the only thing that's there is Demai, that we don't want to create fights between the Amei Ares and the Chaver, so then we're going to be Mekel. I added just one now, Zach, that I didn't mention last night. This was halacha about Eva. And then we added in Sif Ches that the halacha is that in a place of where you don't have pas akum, there's shitos who say the Archas Chaim quotes, the Mechaber quotes in Sif Ches, the Archas Chaim who holds that the halacha is that you're allowed to take even pas balabatim. In other words, up until now, we only had the heter pas balter, but we also had the heter pas balabatim. Comes along the Gra, Sifkat and Yezayin, we're not more machmir than Demai. That by, what's halacha by Demai? The halacha is that when there's a guest and you need a lot of food, you can be makel for Demai. Says the Gra, it's a Gra Zukimta or explanation of the Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel of Demai, that we say that when it comes to an achsenoi, there were makel by Demai. The Gra assumes that the basis of the heter of a guest is because there isn't as much food. If there isn't as much food, you could be makel. So we see four different cases where we equate the halacha of pas akum to Demai, and we saw that when it comes to blios, we also equate it to Demai. It would seem to me that the omek hadover over here is much deeper than what the Chelkas Binyamin had suggested. There is a lot of room to argue within the halachos of Demai. Take a look at Rav Yosef Engel's Sefer Asman Daraisa. That when it comes to Demai, that's not the pshat. What is Demai? Demai, of course, is that you have food from an Am Haaretz. You don't know that he took off Meiser. So how do you understand this din of Demai, that you're not allowed to eat it? Is it the pshat that Midrabban and its Asr, that they turned it into Tevel? Or they're afraid, if Klal Yisrael was going to be Osek in Demai, eventually they come to be Matir Tevel. The difference being whether it's an Isser Cheftz or it's an Isser Gavra. And the argument goes, that when it comes to Demai, Demai is an Isser Gavra. For that means that they never turn the Demai into a Cheftz of Isser, that the Blios of Demai are Osir. It's Osir to break bread over Demai. And that's similar to Pas. Pas is not that they ever turned the pas into an Isser Tam. They never turned the pas into an Isser Tam. Rather, the pshat is that there's an gzeira that you can't break bread with a guy. But the blios, they never turned into a cheftz of machalos asuras. And therefore, all of the halachos, as we see time and time and time again, both in terms of blios, as well as eating together with somebody else, as well as the halacha of dochek, as well as the halacha of eva, all of those dinim are all learned. We added another one, Zach. It was worth it to do it again. All of these halachos we learn from the halacha of Demai. Oh, if we learn these halachos from Demai, so then we could come up with the following teretz. Why was it that in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that we're machmir by pas akum for the blios, yet when it comes to Bishul Akum, we're machmer for the blios, as we saw in Kufyu Gimel from the Rajba, that the blios inside of the pot were machmer on. Yet, when it comes to the halachos of blios, except within the Rajba and the Torah Sabayis, the Shulchan Aruch clearly and all the other Rishonim seem to be mekel. The answer is that if you look at the Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Rajba in Kufyu Gimel, the Rajba says that the reason why it's Asur, the food is Asur, because it's like Shmono Shel Gid. That just like the halacha is, that when you have Gid Anasha, there's the Gid Anasha, there's the part that looks like the Gid Anasha, and then there's the Shuman, the fat of the Gid Anasha, that we had a minute to even make that Asur. Ashkenazim, many of them don't eat a large part, even the sirloin. So, there, says the Beis Yosef, once they asur the Shuman, So then even its tam is aser. He says, anytime something's aser b'toras minog, then we give the iser for the iser blios. So when it comes to bishul akum, it's similar to shuman shogid, that it's a tavshil. If it's a tavshil, then anytime you have an iser of minog on a tavshil, then they assert also the blios as well, as the Beis Yosef spells out from the Rajba over there. Then they assert the blios as well. However, with pas akum, maybe some will say that they asserted as a tavshil as well, but there's a lot of room to argue that no, they didn't asser the cheftza as a cheftza machalos asuris. They just assered the breaking of the bread. Umemela, the blios are not going to be asser. When it comes to bishul akum, it's impossible to separate from the tavshil. Just like shmono shalgid, which is only a minog, it's a chshash rachok, but nevertheless, they assered it. Certainly, when it comes to the halacha of bishul akum, so then we're going to ask the blios, because there the iser is the tavshil. The whole mahus of the iser is cooking, and we know bishul and tam go together. That's what the Gemara in Kuf Ches in Chulin tells us. However, when it comes to pas akum is going to be entirely different. Wow. So this is mamish misameach in how to be masbir, and therefore, I think this could fall into even a broader category, and that is that maybe the reason why we're matir hashlochas kisem that we saw in the Rambam, that the Rambam is mechalek between pas akum and bishul akum, is because of the above as well. Dahainu, that when it comes to pas akum is an iser gavra. If it's an iser gavra, so then in such a case, all you need to be mesalik pas akum is a heker. However, when it comes to bishul akum, the iser itself is the maisa bishul and the tavshil. So then the question is whether he did a maisa bishul or not. And that will explain why we saw in the beginning of today's shiur that even after Karmu Parnea, if the Jew does a Maisa, then that's going to be enough to be Matir. Yes, Zach?
I'm still having a hard time how we're really giving over all these what seem like kulas by Pas, where we said Pas, Balabatim, Asur L'Olam, and even the Shita that Shalosh Yamim is going to be, meaning like, we're going to be matirit, Mishum Eva, and we're going to be matirit up until Karmu Panel, but on day two...
Even after Karmu Panel, right? Yeah. Even after...
On day two of not eating food, we're still going to say it's Aser?
Yeah, because the Vart over there is that we're not going to be matir pas akum, if it's really pas akum, unless you don't have bread. By the way, it doesn't mean to fast. It means that you didn't have bread for 3 days. Yeah, ain't a chanami. Yeah, being a Jew is not easy sometimes. Yeah, ain't a chanami. But that doesn't affect the fact that the nature of the geder ho'iser is going to be, the geder iser is going to be a different one. Now, I must add what I did not say when we learned the halachos of last time when we learned bishul akum. It was towards the end of the shiur that we discussed the halachos of blios. So I must add that the shach in Sifkat and Chafal, if I did not really do this with you thoroughly, so I must add that even though we said that we're machmir when it comes to blios, it's a big machlokus between the shach and the gra, how far our chumrah for blios goes. The shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph says as follows. Take a look at the shach, Kuf Yugimel Chaf Aleph. V'nisbashlo behem b'dieved. V'yesh rov b'tavshul shari, d'bishulei akum b'telim b'rov, kidele il. My assumption in learning that by bishul akum, the halacha is that we don't follow rov, and we go basar tam, is not the shita of the shach. The shach actually equates pas akum and bishul akum. He equates the two. And he says that this whole halacha is only the chatchila, you're not supposed to use the pot. But b'dieved, if they're cooked together, it's going to be mutter. However, if you take a look at the gra and sifkat and mem, you'll see that the gra does not assume that. The chalkas binyamin is ma'arich over there in Kuf Yugimel, as well as over here in Kuf Yubeis, that it's a massive machlokis achronim, how to understand the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The havana that I just gave was that the Shulchan Aruch is different. It differentiates between blios. The shach assumes that they're the same. If you want, I'd like to share with you in 30 seconds a metalomdus I would like to suggest that the Shach is Lishitaso in general. Dahainu, that the Shach says that the reason we're Mekel by Pasakum is because, by Ashlachas Kisem, is because Ala Pas Yichya Adam. He doesn't learn that there is a difference in the nature of the takana between Pasakim and Bishalakim. So therefore, he has to learn that they're the same. According to that, we're being Masbir, the halach of Ashlachas Kisim, we were Medayik in the Rambam, is because the Rambam says that when it comes to Pasakim, all you need is Heker. By Bishalakim, he doesn't need Heker. So we understood it's not because of a unique Heter of Al Pas Yichya Adam. It's the nature of the Gzeira itself. That's the difference between the two. So I must concede that what I think is my Geshmak Eshtikl Taira is not correct according to the Shach. The Shach didn't like it. The truth is, Rav Eitan had a different Mahalach than I, but he also wasn't going with the Shach Vameven Yavin. He had a different Mahalach that doesn't go with the Shach either. But this is Mamish Mesameach. This could be very well Amita Shel Taira, even though that it doesn't fit so well with the Shach. Okay. Mamish Mesameach. So then we did Sifim Yudalit into Svav, and let's just, since we did the Lamdus, let's just crunch Halacha Lamaisa outside of the Lamdus. In Sif Yudalit, we learned that when it comes to Pas Akum, there, if you have Blios of Pas Akum, it's going to be Mutter. We also, because we learned from Demai, we also learned another Halacha from Demai, and that is that if you're going to get into a fight with somebody where you're breaking bread and he invites you to break bread and share his bread, and if you say no, that will create a machlokas, so then in such a case, then you could be mekel. Because we see that from Demai, also you could be mekel in such a case. The Ramah concludes, Ein lomod mikan l'shari surim. Don't learn that because of this, if your brother is going to be upset that you don't go to this restaurant because you don't follow that ashkacha, then all of a sudden it's mutter. He says it doesn't apply. But it would apply to Pas Akum. So let's say there was an instance where somebody had an issue of Pas Akum, you could be mekel. Rav Miller Shlita says that even if you have a different ashkacha, then, and your machmir for a certain mahadrin, you should go with your parents. That what is that a kasha? No, it's not a kasha. Because Rav Miller holds that the hashkachos in Eretz Yisrael, ruba deruba, including Rabbanut, is really kosher. It's just that they're not machmir for certain mahadran things. So then it's not relevant over here. Here we're talking about Pas Akum, which is Aser. And even though it's Aser, we're going to be Mekel. So Pas Akum and Demai are the two cases where you could be Mekel. In other instances, you don't. But nevertheless, Rav Miller does extend this din of Shalom Bayis to that area as well. As Zach mentioned, Sif Tezayin concludes, Yesh Misha Omer Sha'anizer Mipas Akum V'u Bederech Im Yesh Pashal Yisrael Ad Dalet Milin Yamtin. That there are some who say that those who are careful for Pas Akum, so then if he's at a distance where there isn't a Jewish baker 4 mil away, then he could be Mekel. So this is an important heter that many follow. Even the Mechaber says that if it's 4 mil away, it will be a problem. So what's the cheshbon of 4 mil? So 4 mil is the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, is 72 minutes. So it would seem that if a person has to drive, I haven't looked into this much, but if it seems that a person would have to drive 72 minutes to get past Yisrael, so then in such a case, he could be Mekel Lekulei Alma. In other words, both according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Ramah. The Ramah already had other Heterim, but according to the Shulchan Aruch as well, one could be Mekel. Gishmak. What's that?
That's even Pas Barabais.
That's what it seems, yes. Yes. Yes, that's correct. Let's take a look. Yeah, that's what it seems. Okay, we skipped one Si'if. Let's go back to it. Si'if Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says, Mishein Anizar Mipashal Akum, Shehesev Eitzel Balabayas Hanizar Mipashal Akum. Someone who's not careful about Pas Akum, that is sitting next to a Balabayas who is. So let's say you're careful about Pas Akum, you only eat Pas Yisrael, but you have a guest who is not Machmir. And you have the choice of two breads. The nicer bread is the Pasakum, and the inferior bread is Pas Yisrael. So this is an amazing halacha. So halacha is, what does he do? Yibatseya balabayis min ayofeh. The balabayis, you the balabayis who don't eat Pasakum, you make a hamotzi on the Pasakum and give it to him. And he can eat the entire suda pasakum. An amazing halacha. What's the svara? So the bottom line svara is that since the halacha dictates that you're supposed to make hamotzi on the better one, and you know that the guest considers the better one the pasakum, so then the halacha of making the bracha on the better one supersedes the halacha of Pas Yisrael. The Shach, asks, but wait a second, that the halacha is, if you're sitting alone, and you have two breads, the Wonder Bread, let's say Wonder Bread is Pas Akum, and you have Pas Yisrael, and the Wonder Bread is nicer, so you're supposed to take the Pas Yisrael. So why is it that over here you do it this way? He says, "Kivan di Yisrael achar mesiv etzlo im yelo yivarech al pas nikia ika eva." Again, we come back to Eva, that you're not treating your guest well. Your guest is going to get insulted. Why didn't you give me the better bread? So then, in such a case, you're allowed to be mekel and pasakum again, like the same din of demai. That if you're not going to serve the demai, people are going to get insulted. Then you're allowed to serve the demai. Why? We gave a lamdus that maybe demai is an isser gavra b'siyata d'shmaya gishmak. Okay, this b'siyata d'shmaya concludes all of Pasakum, and it concludes our historic Zoom zman together. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we should be learning together in person quickly in our Tzeinu Hakdosha in Yerushalayim all together. Yes, Zach.
Just